Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Catalina with the evening news. The headlines: Chief Minister Nephew Ryo seeks intervention of External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to halt auctioning of Naga human remains in the United Kingdom. Nagaland government inks MOU for CSR activities between Oil India Limited Noida for development of ecotourism. Congress Party alleges that NDPP-BJP coalition government in Nagaland miserably failed to address key issues, and President Draupadi Murmu confers 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Ryo has sought the intervention of Union Minister for External Affairs S. Jaishankar in order to halt the proposed auctioning of Naga human remains in the United Kingdom. In a letter written to Mr. Jaishankar today, Chief Minister Ryo said he was informed by the Forum for Naga Reconciliation that Naga human remains are going to be auctioned in the UK. Mr. Ryo urged the External Affairs Minister to take up the matter with the Indian High Commission in the UK to undertake necessary steps to prevent the auction. The Chief Minister appealed to the Government of India to do everything possible to ensure that the rights and emotions of the people are protected. The Chief Minister termed the proposed auctioning of Naga human remains in the UK as dehumanizing and continued colonial violence upon the people. He said that the news of the proposed auction of Naga remains has been received by all sections in a negative manner, as it is highly emotional and sacred issue for the people. He said Naga traditional custom gives highest respect and honor for the remains of the demise. Nagaland government has entered a Memorandum of Understanding MOU for corporate social responsibility activities between Oil India Limited OIL, Noida, Uttar Pradesh, and Intanki Forest Development Agency IFDA, a state government-run agency. The MOU was signed by the Chief Minister Nephew Ryo and Executive Director BD Oil India Limited, Ranjan Goswami, today in Kohima, in the presence of Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, C.L. John, Chief Secretary, Dr. J. Alam, and representatives of OIL. Taking to social media platform X, Mr. Ryo said the initiative will help Intanki National Park become a model for sustainable development, conservation, and community participation while bolstering ecotourism. The MOU intends to take a project titled Development of Ecotourism in Intanki National Park, Nagaland. More from our correspondent.
The major objectives of the project are to augment the tourism infrastructure to boost ecotourism inside the Intanki National Park, strengthen the protection measures for wildlife, enhancement or improvement of habitat to support larger wildlife population, address livelihood aspects of those living around the protected areas, provide livelihood opportunities to the people through ecotourism, and also provide a positive experience to the tourists and the local villagers so as to make them advocates of conservation. The OIL has agreed to extend financial support of 5.6 lakh rupees to IFDA for the project. The IFDA will complete the project within 24 months from the release of the first installment post signing the MOU, and will submit an overall completion report including the outcomes of the project. Kulnu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The MOU shall be effective for 30 months from the date of signing and will expire at the end of the period. All India Congress Committee Secretary in charge of Manipur, Sikkim, Nagaland and Tripura, Christopher Tilak, has alleged that the NDPP-BJP coalition government has miserably failed to address key issues of the state. He said this while addressing an extended executive meeting of the Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee at Congress Bhavan, Kohima yesterday. He asserted that the much-touted double-engine Sarkar in Nagaland was a non-starter. Mr. Tilak said the BJP has miserably failed to deliver on its tall promises. He viewed that young Nagas are desperately looking for employment opportunities. Mr. Tilak raised concerns about the NDPP-BJP government's inability to address key issues such as the Naga political solution and the livelihoods of the people, accusing the BJP of focusing solely on electoral numbers and majoritarian politics. Mr. Tilak underscored the Congress's focus on inclusive and people-centric policies. He announced that Congress would soon begin in a statewide tour beginning from Eastern Nagaland. He said the tour aims at identifying and empowering leaders from diverse sections of society with special emphasis on women leaders. President Drupadi Murmu today conferred the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi. On this occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty was honored with a Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema.
Is most deserving of the film icon that Sri Mithun Chakraborty being awarded for his never say die spirit, his superlative acting prowess, 5 decades of excellence in variety of genres and languages.
Addressing the gathering, the president congratulated actor Mithun Chakraborty for receiving the award. The president also appreciated the awarded films, stating that these films will bring a positive change in society. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan were also present at the event. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, Air News Alerts and AIR Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. A state-level consultation and awareness workshop on the prevalence of HIV/AIDS amongst children and preventive strategies was held today at Hotel Jaffa in Kohima. Speaking at the program, Chairman of National Commission for Protection of Child Rights, NCPCR, Alun Hung Singh, urged for active participation from various stakeholders to bolster outreach and education efforts concerning child rights and HIV prevention. He highlighted the ongoing challenges, including insufficient awareness about child rights in Nagaland.
Desired awareness has not been created till date. So this is a big challenge the Commission is facing, and we are also trying our best. Even the government of Nagaland is quite committed in strengthening this Commission. So presently, with this new team, we are trying our best to streamline everything. If sufficient funds are provided, this and that, we will be having lots of awareness programs.
NSCPCR Secretary Yong Ching Kumla stressed on the urgency of addressing the social stigma and discrimination these children face, which often deprives them of vital education and healthcare services.
So today's objective of this workshop is to create a common platform for all stakeholders and strengthen collaboration between the various government departments to ensure the children and adolescents infected and affected with HIV are provided with essential services.
The prestigious Mayang Nongcha Awards was today conferred to meritorious students of High School Leaving Certificate Examination conducted by the Nagaland Board of School Education. 7 awards instituted by the Mayang Nongcha Award Trust, MAT, and its partners were conferred to the meritorious students during a ceremony held at Christian Higher Secondary School, Dimapur. The Mayang Nongcha Award for Academic Excellence overall topper was backed by Machilo Yantan of Christian Higher Secondary School, Dimapur. She also backed the subject topper awards for Social Sciences and English. Talijungla Tsudir of Dimapur Mission Christian Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, backed the award for subject topper in AU MIL. Zazave Kehyo of Greenwood School, Dimapur, backed the award for the subject topper in Science. The award for subject topper in Mathematics was given away to Ketsino Jane Francis of St. Paul School, Pesama. Vimetio Kense of Northfield, Kika, Kohima, won the Langeter Award for Subject Topper in Agriculture. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan has extended warm greetings to all Tikir brothers and sisters on the occasion of Tsonglak Nyi, the Festival of Purification and Sanctification. The governor, in his greeting message, expressed hope that this festival will bring peace, prosperity, and strength to everyone as they come together to cherish their customs and history. And greeting the Tikir tribe on the occasion, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio said the Tsonglak Nyi is a festival of sanctification of shields, weapons, and wealth. Mr. Rio said, once a preparation for headhunting, observed just before the onset of harvest, it now reflects the spirit of protection, unity, and cultural pride. To end the news, here is a repeat of the headlines. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio seeks intervention of External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to halt auctioning of Naga human remains in the United Kingdom. Nagaland government inks MOU for CSR activities between Oil India Limited, Noida, for development of ecotourism. Congress Party alleges that NDPP-BJP coalition government in Nagaland miserably failed to address key issues, and President Draupadi Murmu confers 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.